Jim, this push for this one world government, population control, why are they doing this? Do they actually think this planet needs to be reduced in terms of its population of 6+ billion people?
Absolutely. We have all kinds of writing statements from these people who would be, you know, royalty, from very high-level secret society members. I call secret society Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers. The Bilderbergers are not, they're the only real secret organization because they don't even have a proper name. They just call them the Bilderbergers because they get caught meeting once a year. But
and they hate that, don't they?
Oh, they hate it, yeah. In fact, I understand one of the complaints coming out of the most recent Bilderberg meeting was that what's going on here? Why is the public waking up to us? You know, people are beginning to call out to them and holler out at them at airports and things like that. You know, it's, I guess they're little mini Alex Joneses or something. Hey, we know what you're up to, and you're not getting away with it. Yeah, they were pretty concerned about that. But they honestly believe that the biggest underlying problem today is human overpopulation. There's just too many people. And, of course, if you live in a big city, I'm sure.
You may say they may be right.
Look around, you may say, you know, I think they got a point. But let me tell you this, George. You may not have considered this, but in Hong Kong today, the average living space, I'm not talking about the rich people, I'm talking about the average living space in Hong Kong today. Of course, they all live in big high-rises there along those cliffs overlooking the ocean, is 1,700 square feet. Well, hey, that's not really a bad size apartment.
That's exactly right.
I've lived in a lot of much smaller than that apartment. But so taking it at 1,700 square feet per person, you could fit the entire population of the world, all 6.5 or so billion of us, just in the state of Texas.
Amazing.
Just in the state of
Texas. Look, I flew
everybody
this
might be in a high rise, so I would go that a little further. I think actually the entire population of the world could live with lots of living space on the continent of Australia.
Well, you know, it's funny. I flew from St. Louis to L.A. this weekend, and as I'm looking outside the window, this is a big, big country.
Big country.
And in most spots, there's nobody living there. I mean, you can look at so many different vast regions down there, and unless you're in the city region, there's nobody living in parts of the other area. It's amazing.
George, try to drive through West Texas. Holy cow, depending on which way you're going, you could drive most of the day. You never get out of the state.
You never get. But speaking of that, are you getting any rain down there anymore at all?
Yeah. Well, of course, we're not in West Texas. I'm in North Texas, just a little bit to the west of Dallas-Fort Worth, and we've gotten some pretty decent rains. I say actually rains. We've had really bad thunderstorms, but it has dumped some water. But West Texas, as far as from what I hear, is still suffering.
Yeah, we need some rain there.
And when they get wildfires out there and grass fires, it burns up not acres, but miles and miles.
And takes out buildings and everything.
Yeah, the local fire departments here around in the county where I live have all got commendations because they were parts of all these fire departments from all over Texas and went out there trying to fight those grass fires out in West Texas.
So let's go back to the One World folks once again. Do you think that they actually believe they're doing the right thing?
No. And I say that.
Putting it lightly, right?
I think some of them do. I think, for one thing, you know, you can't categorize a whole group of people. Surely we all understand that. I mean, you know, at least I have, people of my age, we went through segregation and then integration, and we're finally learned that it's not proper or right to, you know, discriminate against somebody just because of, you know, one facet of them. So I'm the last one to say that every member of the Trilateral Commission, every member of Bilderberger, every member of the Council on Foreign Relations, they're all evil, sinister plotters. No, they're not. In fact, I'll put it to you this way, George. I think there's a good number of people who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations who are operating under the same outlook that we all had in grade school, okay? When you're in grade school, the one thing you really want to do more than anything else was go sit at the same table with the cool kids during lunch period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, they've got a lot of members that just want to be with the cool kids. And the cool kids, of course, in this case, are the very rich, powerful movers and shakers, and they want to be up there rubbing elbows with them. So when a few key inner members, movers and shakers, say overpopulation's the underlying problem, we've got to do something about that to save the planet. These guys that want to be with the cool kids, they, and women, they buy into it.
Yeah, that's right, because they have nothing else to do.
Right,
they're bored. And that's what I was going to say. They're bored, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, making a lot of money is one thing, and I have no objection to somebody making a lot of money. If that's your thing, if you're into money and, you don't care about family or the society or the world at large, you just want to make money, well, I can understand that. But
how much do you have to make?
What does it take, I don't know. I would almost be in favor of some law that would put a cap on it. Once you've made, say, $10 million, you can live the rest of your life on that, on the interest on that.
That's right.
So that ought to be enough. But I am not advocating that, because to pass such a law and to enforce such a law would be the diametric opposite of freedom.
That's right. No, you're absolutely right. You can't control that. If somebody's fortunate enough to make $1 zillion, so be it.
Right. But here's how you can control it, George. The problem started back in the late 1800s when the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that a corporation is considered a entity,
mm-hmm.
just like an individual.
Right.
All right? We've got to reverse that, because what that leads to is corporations run by faceless, nameless people who make terrible decisions that are bad for society and bad for the public, and then there's nobody held accountable. Well, it's just corporate policy, just the way we do things. And they incorporate for a dollar, so you can't sue them for any damages. We need to find out behind all these corporations, and let's face it, George, you had plenty of guests on your shows, and we've talked, corporations are running this country today.
Always did, Jim.
Probably always did. They used to call them trust, but same thing. And we need to get it to where whoever controls that corporation or that trust, and that may be the chairman of the board, may be just one of the directors, it may be just somebody who's not even on the board or even listed under the administration of that company, but has controlling stock. So we need to find out who the person is and start holding them responsible. It's easy enough to say, well, BP caused that huge mess down in the Gulf. Yeah, but British Petroleum is an old company, and it's got branches all over the world. And at the top of it is the royalty of England.
That's right. So, its tentacles are deep.
So you need to go find out who pulls the strings, because somewhere within every company, within every corporation, including BP, there is somebody, or maybe at the most two or three people, who make the decisions. And when those decisions are bad decisions, they should be held accountable.